Well, Darryl, how do you react to that?
From our perspective, we shot ourselves in the foot. We didn't defend better what little opportunities they created on the day. Hansen was probably the difference. Give them a couple of sloppy goals. Wasn't clinical enough in the final third, albeit creating more opportunities. Need braver players in the final third to take opportunities, to take things on. Didn't do that enough. But like I say, it doesn't matter how you sort of perform and how much possession you have if you're going to give the sloppy goals away we did today.
The headlines will all go towards James Hansen when they're two good goals for him in the second half. Second week running that a big number nine has scored.
He's done really well. They're playing well. They had a lot of diags to him, players off him. We never handled that majority of the game. Robert, he's had a free header twice in our box. Robert's pulled one save off, and the second time he scored a goal. It's not good enough defensively from our perspective. But we're 1-0 up. We had a couple of fantastic chances to go 2-0 up. Them little different chances and opportunities in games is where you've got to take your momentum. Lost a lot of the game with a possession. Lost the game 3-1.
Holden's had a couple of chances. I just felt for Adebayo maybe in that second half, was he maybe needed to gamble a little bit more at the far post?
Exactly. Got to be brave, aren't we, in the final third? It's not rocket science. But certainly, like I say, it's not rocket science in the final third, and we've created more opportunities today. We've had a lot of the possession, a lot of the ball, worked the opportunities, not been clinical enough or wanted to be clinical enough in the final third, and not done our defensive duties what I expect us to do, and that's the reason why we're coming in back of another defeat.
And that's really frustrating, isn't it? It's four in the last five games, but maybe only really the Plymouth game where you've been second best, I would argue.
Yes, but listen, I knew when I took the job, it's going to be a massive, massive job on their hands to turn the momentum down with a club that got relegated. You know, and sometimes you can start like a house on fire, but then it's still a rebuild after that. And that's what we're doing. And you have to then, when you're losing games, create a siege mentality around the place, because you lose your fans when you lose games. That's obvious, you know, and I really appreciate the support we've been given so far in the games, but you lose them when you're losing football games. But what I will say is when we do turn it round, and we will turn it round, it's even more sweeter. Mm. So I'm made of hard stuff. I've been there, seen it, done it, managed well over 400 games now, seen what it's all about, football management. Swings and roundabouts. The group will be back to work, and we'll be working hard, as always. Was there lack of effort there? No. Was there lack of nous? People wanting the ball? Yes. Did we take enough of a final third opportunities and maybe take that gamble, that shot on enough? No. And we're sloppy defensively today, so there's plenty to work on.
You switched it up today. It's the 4-4-2.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Rory and James Hardy have come in, give their inverted wingers and done very well, created a lot of opportunities, done what I've asked for him. Albeit Rory's got a great, great chance to finish that. But he's only trained. He's been back in training 2-3 days. I thought it was promising what he did after he's missed a lot of training.
I'm going to talk about another Rory now. It's just broken that Rory Gaffney, who you know so well at Bristol Rovers, has joined the Saddlers. What are your reasons behind bringing him in?
Well, four strikers. I know Rory, obviously worked with Rory before, know what he's about. And my strikers got to score goals. Lavs have got himself three in the games now, and he's getting match fit by the day, missed all the pre-season. And we've got good competition for places at the top end of the pitch where we're not taking care of those clinical moments, and hopefully that adds a bit more competition and spice there. And like I say, it's going to be an ongoing issue of working with these boys. And certainly, I don't cop out of excuses. I'll be there standing to be counted, as I always have been. My players will be, siege mentality. And when it does turn, it's all the more sweeter.
Do you see him offering something different of the four strikers now, Rory?
Yes, he'll offer something different. He's mobile. I like my centre-forward's mobile. He works opportunities. He creates opportunities. He's got a lot of good things about him. So I'll be pleased to work with him again.
How important is this game on Tuesday if you have a Football League trophy?
Listen, every single game's important. Every single game. We've had a bad start to the season with a new group of players. Let's dust ourselves down. Let's move on. Let's go on Tuesday, try and win a football match at Birmingham, playing Coventry, obviously. And then we keep going forward.